AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Wednesday night on the grid. Very busy Wednesday night. Lots of baseball. Big Fly Wednesday here in the majors, as we do have not as many games as last night, but we do have plenty of action to keep us entertained. We got some football stuff. I'll give you the golf picks later, of course, as we've got the Scottish, which actually tees off. If you're on the East Coast, 2 a.m. on the East Coast over in Scotland, as they will get that going very, very early. So make sure you got your plays in tonight for that. First round leaders, etc. But we'll give all the picks later on. We have several other things to accomplish as well. Hopefully on our way, we shall see. Mike Carver here with you. No Joe tonight. Still on assignment in Baton Rouge, where I saw him. He tweeted out a picture. He was on the field at Tiger Stadium. Looked like they gave him like a swag bag there, too. He had a bag full of stuff. Who knows? He's got a lot of pull down there in Baton Rouge. So we'll see what Joe comes home with. We'll grill him about the trip tomorrow night when he's back. But not here tonight. The good news is Gentleman George is. George Kurtz with us once again. As we get ready, and it's like a celebration for George today because the Yankees released DFA DJ LeMahieu, so that I'm sure made George very happy as well. He saw that information today. Hi, George, how are you?
I don't root for someone to be DFA'd, but it had to happen. I said I'm not gonna feel bad for DJ LeMahieu. He's getting paid $15 million whether he plays or not, so he'll be okay. But it's just one of those times where
plan now. Do the Aaron Hicks plan. Aaron Hicks makes $9.5 million this year to play golf and work on his scratch golf game.
Hey, it's not Bobby Bonilla Day. He's going to get paid for the next 88 years, it looks like here. But he got old quick. That's the bottom line. He had got old quick. He's not can't field anymore. If you can't field and you're a singles hitter, what are we doing? And you can't run the bases. What are you going to add here? You know, maybe he'll hook on with a team. Who knows here? I have my doubts. This is an also-ran team, you know, the White Sox, Rockies, someone like that, just looking for a bat. But it is what it is here. I certainly wish him the best. But as far as the Yankees are concerned, yeah, they had to move on here. There was just no place for him. I joked about it last night when Boone said he'll be a hitter off the bench. Who the hell is he going to pitch it for? I mean, how bad do you have to be for LeMahieu to be pinch hitting for you? All right? Because, I mean, you'd have to, the only situation I could have seen was you have to be down multiple runs because you want a guy to get on first, right? Down one run, you end up using LeMahieu because he's not a home run guy. All right, so it just didn't make any sense. It was really the best all around to admit, hey, it's over. Let him move on. Let the Yankees move on.
That really is all the best. And he was going to bellyache about it also. So get him out of here. Like, just enough. I've seen enough of DJ LeMahieu. I mean, Cashman was talking today, getting all these injections in his hip. All these, yeah, he's finished. He can't do it anymore. The Yankees do have a game tonight. 4-2, they lead the Mariners top of the fourth inning at the stadium. The major league debut, George, of the great Cam Schlittler. Cam Schlittler. And I thought I wanted to see him pitch, so I watched the whole first inning, even though I had to scroll around and turn on all of my streaming devices to make sure that I could find the Yankee game tonight in the New York area, Amazon Prime. I watched this Schlittler go in the first inning, and I thought it was a great stat they put up. He threw like the five fastest Yankee pitches of the season in the first inning because he had a couple 99s and a 100 to strikeout rally. That is nice, whether the kids are not, to have someone, George, who actually throws gas is something that the Yankees like really don't have much of that.
And they need that because they're not a very good defensive team, right? You and I discussed this last night, right? Goldschmidt not having a good defensive year at first. They're fine at second now. Jazz is playing. Now Volpe's taking a huge step back at shortstop. And now the Peraza's look like your third baseman. He may, hitting's an issue, but he can catch. All right, he'll catch the ball there. So it's nice to have somebody who strikes people out. It's what the analytics tell you they want nowadays, right? They don't want you to put the ball in play because, hey, fielders make mistakes and errors and stuff like that. And when was the last time you saw a baseball team take infield practice during the season, right? That never happens either. So it makes sense here. Yeah. I mean, it's nice to see. I watched the first inning as well. I wanted to see what the kid was going to do here. Throws hard. The scouting report on him is that he throws hard, yes. Doesn't have that off-speed pitch yet to put major league hitters away. So, second, third time through the lineup, they're going to sit on it. And can he get through that? He's going to have two home runs tonight. Once again, I think it was Crawford and Polanco who both ran into one. Crawford's was a Yankee Stadium special. That's not a home run probably any other ballpark. Crawford's was may not be a home run any other ballpark. It was right around the pole, far, but right around the pole. Most ballparks, it's probably foul. So it is what it is. Both teams have two home runs each. The big difference is that the Yankees had a three-run job. I had a whole bunch of singles, actually. I'm thinking of Stanton last night. So it is what it is, but I'm enjoying watching him. Let's see if he develops here. But another thing scouts will tell you that he probably needed, to finish this season in the minors and be there for next year. The Yankees are desperate. That's why he's here.
The Yankees are desperate. There's no question about that. They're desperate indeed for some quality arms. They need a few of them at this point. So they get a Jazz homer. Polanco homered for the Mariners off the kid just now. So 4-2 is the score there right now at the Bronx. Elsewhere, 3-0 Reds lead the Marlins. The Marlins are going for their 12th straight road win. Fish have been great on the road. The problem is they're facing Abbott tonight, who just got named as a replacement for the All-Star team today, rightfully so. And they're up 3-0. Reds trying to get out of a bad funk they've been in. The Red Sox have a 2-0 lead on the Rockies. I expected them to tee off a little bit more on this Senzatella than they have so far. This guy stinks, George, as you know. But only two runs for them. Jeez, who hit that for the Twins? You got the Twin game on, George? Ah, that ball was crushed. Walner. I mean, he hit one. Whew, that's a shot in that place. Up over that big wall in right field, out on that concourse. I was hammered by Walner. Look out. Oof. That Horton hears a who, George. He stinks too. Cubs need a starter, George. They need a starting pitcher. Well, George stopped talking, and I'm going to let George now know because there's only like a minute left in the segment. George looks like he can still hear me.
This is what happens.
And then I now hear George. I basically didn't hear thing for about 2 minutes there.
I was saying, another home run. I think we had another home run, by the way.
Mariners?
No, it dies at the track. It dies at the track.
Who was that?
All right.
Who, the Twin game?
No, the Yankee game.
Oh, the Yankee game.
Dominguez.
So,
Dominguez took out his pitching wedge. I guess he needed a 9-iron. Oh, needed a little bit more.
I have Dominguez tonight, George. Oh,
he literally, I thought it was gone off the bat.
Oh.
It died at the... It died maybe 2 feet before the wall here. Didn't quite get out there. By the way, quickly, what I was saying is I don't think the Cubs are going to move Alcantara. He's not pitching very well right now. 80 cents on the dollar right now. I think unless he pitches well in his next four starts, In which case, they can get full price. I think he stays at Miami until the offseason.
You probably get more from them at this point, the way that he's looked.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
By the way, that twin game, George, Byron Buxton left the game after getting hit by a pitch. Now, that's significant, and that's on his hand. He got hit in the hand by a pitch, and he left the game. Now, obviously, this is significant on a couple levels. The Twins would lose their biggest bat in the lineup, if that's serious. And you would also potentially lose another participant in the Home Run Derby on Monday. He's in the Derby, Byron Buxton. So hopefully that's not a serious hand injury that he got hit by the pitch with. I'm obviously taking him out for precaution, get some x-rays, et cetera, et cetera. But they're having a hard enough time, George, filling that slate for Monday night. They can't lose someone that's actually said yes to them. They don't want to have to lose that.
Yeah, obviously that's the interesting part. But for Minnesota, it'd be devastating. If you think Minnesota's still in it, which maybe they are, maybe they're not here, this might just push them to the brink of, well, okay, we're dealing out, right? We're going to deal with Ryan now. We're going to get rid of our guys. What are they, sitting five games out of a wild card? Yeah. You know, so they are still in it, but you'd probably have to trade in. That's the problem. Four games out of a wild card, right. Not five. Look, the wrong team there. So be tough. I mean, the worst place for a hitter to be hit, I mean, obviously, besides the face, is the hand, right? Hand, fingers, wrist, a lot of little bones in there, and one can be broken pretty easy. So we'll hope that Buxton is okay. This just happened within the last, 10 minutes here, so we don't know yet. And I'm sure he's undergoing x-rays. We should know more later tonight or early tomorrow.
Yeah, we should. Back to all the games. We mentioned 2-0 Boston there in the top of the fifth. 3-0 Minnesota after the Wallner homer. And we told you Buxton left the game. The Royals got a Salvi Perez homer, and they lead the Pirates 1-0, top of the third in Kansas City. Good pitching matchup with Falter and Bubich going tonight. The Nationals have a 3-1 lead over the Cardinals. They got a Nathaniel Lowe homer in the first inning. And Cleveland already up 1-0. Who hit that? Whoever hit second for Cleveland must have homered, George, because I just see 1-0, one out, nobody on base. And Ramirez up now. So
well, it's not Ramirez, right? And it's not Kwan. So it's between Kwan and Ramirez. And the answer is, the game winner from last night, a guy I never heard of.
Wow.
Someone
Angel,
named Martinez.
Angel Martinez. Huh? That was
Corford Box special.
That was, and you know how much I look at the home run stuff, obviously. I'm all over it every single night. That is the only ballpark where that would have been a home run. Was in Houston.
Not even Fenway?
Nope. Said one out of 30. First row of the Crawford boxes, I guess, is
shorter than Fenway.
I guess it would have hit off the monster at Fenway, I would have to think.
It was more than high. I mean, it was a mile high.
Yeah.
It was just, first row there. So
first row, only a homer in Houston for it. And he gets one here tonight to give them a 1-0 lead. We'll do the late night games later, three of them tonight, with Rangers, Angels, Diamondbacks, Padres, and Braves, A's. I will say that we left last night waiting for that Brave A game to start. Whew. I mean, the A's brought the big stick out in the early, but you still had to sweat that over, George, because it was 10.5. The A's scored 10 runs in the first three innings. You figure, you know, I could put the head on the pillow and go to bed. If you did, you woke up the next morning and you needed Eli White, late homer in the eighth, just to scrape by and get it to 11. I don't think they'll have that problem tonight. Not with these two guys going. This Spence is awful. Elder gives up a billion homers. Hopefully we can really clean that out tonight, George, that 10.5 in Sacramento.
I can tell you, I've already got the same bets tonight. Same exact bets I had last night. The four home run props ones. Over. Yeah, we're not changing here. I mean, what did our boy Lisi say? That last night Fuentes is a gas can? They set him down. And he was a gas can last night. He was,
oh my God. And look, I know you get a little unlucky. That was the two inside the park home runs last night, George, were so weird. The Butler one was worth it because it took such a weird bounce off of that. Like that fence out there in Sacramento before the berm, it's like a weird top of that fence. And it just happened to hit that and go in the other direction. And the Bailey walk-off, you know, it hit the bricks right on that wall, and it ricocheted so hard off the bricks that it flew.
It was just like the Fenway Park home run last week, right? Same thing. The one with the triangle hit that spot right that way.
Abreu.
By the way, another 2-run home run for the Reds here. They're crushing Alcantara. He's not getting traded because they can't. He's not. He's terrible.
Didn't play him tonight.
He's absolutely no. He's Marte, I think, the second-year player, Noelvin Marte.
Ramirez again? Three nights in a row for Jose Ramirez in Houston? They didn't play him any night?
The Astros are killing me. They were great for me over the weekend, and now they're killing me this week against the Guardians. How do you not show?
You know what it is, George, and this is why I didn't. I like playing Jose Ramirez. I always like. For a guy who has his kind of power, I love his numbers are usually in the 400s, which is a nice sweet spot. But I usually only play him facing a righty because he's got more power from the left side. Well, he hits more of his homers from the left side of the plate. So Cleveland faced a couple lefties here, right? They played the one lefty on Monday night. And then this guy's a lefty tonight, this Walter that's going. And I wasn't playing him last night even because it was Hunter Brown, or whichever night the Hunter Brown game was. And now any homers in all three games. It's just that you can't get two of them right-handed hitting them from the right side, Jose Ramirez. So when you zig, sometimes you try to zig, George, and you end up getting zagged. That's kind of how it goes with it. Got to stay to who you like sometimes. These games.
We also seem to be traveling tonight. Right? Dominguez didn't get that home run. Someone on Colorado just hit one I thought might get out, and it didn't. A lot of warning track power tonight.
We need the long balls. There's been quite a few already, more than last night. Last night got off to a very slow start. And now it was Marte who hit the 2-run homer for the Reds. Novel Marte to make it. Is that 5-0 now, George, you say? 5-0?
5-0, yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, here, George. Now, it's funny. I heard you during one of the breaks, you mentioned the Juan Soto thing with the All-Star game. And I did want to bring that up with you tonight because there's been this, you saw him the post game with him last night, talking about the money. I don't know. Like when I first watch it and just kind of observing Juan Soto over his year with the Yankees and just kind of how things have gone over those first couple months with the Mets, I actually think he's just completely tone deaf and 100% serious when he said that. Like, you know, there's a lot of money on the table. Like, even though he makes $47 million this year, and it's only $100,000 for him to make the All-Star team. There are Met, obviously, the Met fans have started to rally and say that he was joking around. You could clearly tell that he's kidding. And I personally didn't take it that way. Maybe that's just because I don't want to take it that way, George. What did you think when you saw Juan Soto saying that he left a lot of, you know, he wants to be in the game because there's a lot of money on the table? What, honestly, dude, get serious.
I mean, my first, if you can see my facial expression, it's probably like, okay, I mean, you know, yeah. Oh, really, you know? And, you know, they're trying to play the game. Is he serious? Is he joking? I kind of leaned more towards serious as well here. You know, that's what I do. And listen, I have nothing against Juan Soto as a Yankee fan. All right, nothing. He took the most money. Most of us would do the same. All right, this it's sort of with the Islanders with Tavares. I had no problem with Tavares going to Toronto. All right, he went home. You want to do what you want to do here. The only problem I ever had with Tavares was that he told the Snow, don't trade me. You know, keep me here. Snow has to get his signature on a contract there or trade him. I mean, that's Snow's fault here. But other than that, it doesn't bother me that Soto went to the Mets. Not in the least. He took the most money. All right. Yeah. Wasn't the Yankees offered more and he screwed the Yankees over? He did not. And by the way, as I keep saying this for Yankee fans, if Soto stayed with the Yankees would be in so much trouble this year because there'd be no Max Fried. All right. Without Fried, who's pitching right now? Seriously, who's pitching? I mean, they wouldn't have a starter. They'd be going four starters right now in bullpen games every week. They don't have anybody else. Or they would have to make some ridiculous trade for some, you know, somebody you don't want. Dallas Keuchel might be in the rotation, you know, someone like that. So, you know, it is what it is here. So I don't get upset about the Soto thing. Do I think he was serious? Yeah. Was it a dumb thing to say? Yeah. You know, you wish these guys would think before they act. But, you know, some of these players, you said it, tone deaf and don't read the room or don't know what they're saying or in a world of their own. You know, then the PR people get a hold of them. Right? Then their agent starts to call. Listen, you got to back this out, buddy. We got to come up with a statement here. And you play that game, and it happens over and over again.
It really does. I just thought it was. He wasn't kidding around. I don't think. I really don't believe that he was kidding around. I know all the reporters laughed because nobody in that room is going to call him out for saying that. So they all thought it was, you know, funny. But I think he was dead serious. I really do. I think he, and listen, God bless him. I mean, he's got all that money, but I think he, you know, he counts every single dollar of it, and God bless him for doing that. That's his right. $47 million worried about $100K. Here's his problem, George. All the replacements are on the American League team. They're the team that needs all the players. The NL really hasn't had anybody yet. The AL lost Jose Ramirez today. So that put Itzhak Paredes on the team. They also aren't going to have Jeremy Pena. That puts Zach McKinstry from the Tigers on the team. They're also not going to have, I believe it's Hunter Brown, and that just put Joe Ryan on the team from the Minnesota Twins. The only one for the NL has been pitchers. Freddy Peralta out, Trevor Megill in, their closer. So you're getting the replacements, George, but I was looking at it again today. I don't think any of those outfielders on the NL are budging unless they get hurt in the next 4 days. I really don't see any of them budging off the game.
Yeah, at this point, now, I don't think he'd get paid anyway, by the way. If you're a replacement, that, you know,
oh, no.
You're named or you're not.
No, you still get it. You're in the
game.
If
you're a replacement, you're like,
I'm pretty sure that's the third
guy?
Yeah, I think they still get it.
Check that out. I know. Maybe you do because you're on the team. But if you're a replacement, yeah. Whatever. Well, that's negotiations, contracts there. But, you know, for someone like, if I'm Soto, I would probably just take the 4 days off. You know, the Jazz just hit another one.
Did Jazz another
Jazz
one?
Should
Jazz
should be on the team. He hits another
wow,
one.
Wow, Jazz showing he wants to be in the Derby. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM 159. We're back right after this.
We've got a home run in Fenway as well.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, so that's Jazz's second of the game for the Yankees, his 17th of the season. Why not, George? I mean, of all the guys who are going to be there, and I told you last night that Caminero was going to be in it when they added him to the game, and sure enough, he is. And I think he's actually a sneaky good play for that, because he'll probably have some of the longer odds and he'll be a little overlooked. And that kid can, he could swing it at Caminero on Tampa, and he homered today as well. So I kind of like him as hopefully a longer shot on Monday night for that derby. But at this point, I know Cruz isn't in the game and they took him from the Pirates, but are they really going to keep going from outside the game to try to get guys in it? I think eventually you got to go to the guys that are going to be there and say, hey, who wants to do this thing? Jazz clearly has put his hand up that he would like to. So why not? Put him in there.
See, for me, I don't think the Derby should have anything to do with the All-Star game. I want to see, I want to see monsters up there. I don't care if you made the All-Star game or not. I want to see monsters up there. You know, now maybe there should be where you ask, what is that? I don't know, just for giggles, where there are 40 offensive players. You ask all 40, guys, who wants to be in it? You know, if you get eight there, okay, maybe you take those guys. But if not, then we're going out. We have no choice but to go outside anyway. But maybe you do give first the right of first refusal to the guys who made the game. But, you know, I want to see the guys who would hit the ball 500 feet. I don't care if you're an All-Star or not. I don't. You know, right. Listen, we're not going to see, Judge is never going to do it again unless it's the Yankee Stadium. And that's fine. It's his right. Stanton's not going to make the team. But, you know, if he wanted to do the Derby, and I know he doesn't, go ahead. We want to see balls hit a mile, don't we? That's what we want to see with Derby.
Yeah. No, it's true. Whoever could put on a show and keep it entertaining. Like, I get having O'Neill Cruz there. I mean, the guy hits the ball ton. I mean, he's got he's got the hardest hit ball this year, right? That home run that he hit almost hit the bridge out there in Pittsburgh with that one home run. So he's one of the young stars of the game. I don't mind showcasing some of these guys. You're going to have Wood, Cruz, Caminero. You know, it's good to have some of these guys in the game. Let some people actually find out who they are and show that they're in it. They're interviewing Joe Ryan. I guess this was, and obviously this was just announced like 25 minutes ago that he was going to be in. So they're interviewing him at the Twin game right now. It's now 3-0 for them, 4-0 Red Sox after the Abreu homer, 6-2 Yankees, 2-0 Cleveland as well, and 3-1 Washington, which they did finish that game last night, George. They waited until even after we finished here. But they did get that in St. Louis and Washington late night in St. Louis.
And I watched it.
Did you? You went the whole way. What was you? So you were obviously up then too for the giant walk-off inside the park home run, the Bailey off the rocks, off the bricks, out there in the triangle. Oh, yeah, that was an Oracle.
You know what's funny, Mike? Because you and I had Adames, right? We've been in Adames, and I didn't see who hit it, but I saw it. Then I saw it hit the rocks on the TV. Oh, you watch it, and you see it going on. I don't know who it is, and then they'll tackle him. I'm like, oh, it could be Adames. I'm really not dead sure what he looks like. And, you know, he goes, oh, it's not Adames, damn it. But it was a fun. Like I said, it was a fun play. We talked about it earlier. It was a fun play. Yeah. By the way, I'm that guy who's up till I got to do I got to work on the rage on Gabe's show after. So I generally don't get to bed till 2-3 in the morning. Anyway, weeknights. So I'm certainly watching all the games here. So I like the fact that the Nats Cardinals game went late. And you know, we talked about it. Because of the rain delay and all that, I end up taking the under, because that always seems to happen in rain delays, because they want to get
dead
out of
game.
All right. The umpire wants to get everybody wants to go home.
Oh, who got that one? Right to center field. Some of these camera guys, George, I got a big problem with. They think every ball off the bat is a home run now. Every single ball that goes in the air. Some of them, they're not even close. Some of these balls that get hit in the air. But the cameraman makes you think 6-0 Reds. 6-0 Reds against the Marlins. Alcantara's still out there, too, in the bottom of the fifth.
You're right. What happened to this guy?
He's cooked.
I mean,
he's cooked.
What happened? I mean, Lily, what happened? I understand you had Tommy John, but it's been, you know, we're 4 months into the season now. You should be over that by now, and certainly pitch better than you are, but he's getting wrecked every single start.
What has happened with the Cubs here the last couple days? Like, they scored a billion runs against the Cardinals over the weekend.
I bet on them.
You bet them. You're the guy. Right. You did it. Because, like, you know, they weren't even facing Joe Ryan. Like, the Simeon Woods Richardson last night, this Uncle Festa tonight, like, they can't, Can't score runs off of these guys? Well, what has happened? Now, they got a couple on here with no out in the top of the fourth. Maybe they can start to change some things here. And the Nationals are rounding the bases as well, as I believe they're now going to be up. I think that's going to be a five spot for them, or 4-1, second and third in the top of the fourth, as the Nats are just beating up on Palante here. Leadoff double for Julio Rodriguez. The kid's still in there, huh, George, in the sixth? Is that the top of the sixth they just saw? Is that what it is right now?
No, I thought you were jinxing it, but it's actually the pitching coach coming out. So he's only at 70 pitches. So you definitely give him this inning. You've got a 6-2 lead here. You know, you want him to leave feeling good about himself, so you'd love to get him through the inning here. But if not, you know, run on second, nobody out. I'm still letting him pitch here, get a little breather. You know, but I think you want to have the bullpen ready. You know, you want to have your guys up there to take him out. But they can't, you know, they need innings. All right, the Yankees need innings. Can't keep going to that bullpen, which is cool.
What do you want to do with Raleigh here? Base open. Now, look,
it's
you don't want to open.
You pitch to him.
You pitch to him at 6-2. You don't. You'd rather the 2-run homer than the next guy hitting a 3-run homer. So
he's having a great year, but he's not Aaron Judge, where you're walking because there's nobody to hit behind him. You know, okay. I'm pitching to Raleigh. I can't walk him. It was different conversation. Maybe it's 6-3, 6-4, or better. But at 6-2, what's the worst that can happen? The 2-run homer.
Let's nobody out 100 either. Mile an hour fastball. No outs either. You know, that's the other thing. You're setting yourself up, open yourself up to a really big inning if you start playing that game. But this Raleigh's no joke, man. He's no joke.
He's also a good defensive player. People don't realize how good a defensive catcher he is. This is not just Mike Piazza can't do much else there. You know, this is more of a Johnny Bench type player. So he's fantastic, the player he's become.
Nats will now have the bases loaded. Little chopper down to third. Arenado tried to barehand it. No dice. Run stays at second and third. So now bases loaded, nobody out for the Nationals. And this Pallant's in big trouble, mister. Here against them. Big trouble, mister. Have you watched, by the way, George, I was going to ask you this. Maybe I'll... have you watched the Netflix quarterback thing yet that came out? Are you a Netflix guy? Do you have the Netflix? Did you see the quarterback show with Burrow and Cousins and I guess Jared Goff? You wouldn't even know Jared Goff's on the show based on all the clips that have been released out into social media, considering it's all Burrow and it's all Kirk Cousins. I guess Goff was as boring as hell in that show because nobody, I haven't seen one clip of Jared Goff on the quarterback show. It's been all Burrow and Kirk Cousins. You watched that, George, the quarterback show.
I do indeed have the Netflix, okay? I have not watched this show. Is this where Kirk Cousins doing all the complaining about how he wouldn't have signed with Atlanta?
If this is where he felt he was misled by the team. He was misled.
I'm sure he was misled. You know, that's the name of the game, boys. And that's why they're paying you $100 million. Not feeling bad for you either. But yeah, you were misled, sure.
I got to watch it. I haven't, I didn't watch the last one. I think the last one was actually wide receivers, right? Then they do a quarterback one, then they did a wide receiver one. I guess now I'm going back to quarterback.
I'm not watching the HBO thing of whatever. I don't even know what team they're doing this year. The Jerry Jones thing, does Netflix have that too? Or is it Prime or whatever? They have the Jerry Jones Dallas Cowboy. I'm not watching that.
Those are Hard Knocks this year.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, you know, look, you can always second guess, George. You know, you could do all of those things. Before the break, me and you were saying, just leave the kid in. Like, he's got in the 70s. He just got Raleigh out. You know, what's the rush to go and get him out of that game? And sure enough, who'd they bring in there, George? Is that Loaizaga they brought in? Is that who they brought in?
It's Loaizaga.
I think he threw one pitch and a Rosarena hit into the right field seats. So 6-4 now, Yankees lead the Mariners. Man, he has been, out of Rosarena, he has been on fire, George. Fire, a Rosarena. And Fuego.
Yeah, certainly much better than he was last season when he excuse me, when he came over there. But I Schindler was at 75 pitches. He got the hard guy in Raleigh. He's not going to pitch again for 2 weeks. Remember, the All-Star game's next week. He ain't pitching again this week. You know, he's not going to pitch probably the first three games after the break. So you're looking at the like I said, 12 days from now. He can't go throw more than 75 pitches here. You know, this is what, you know, Boone drives me nuts. He wonders why his bullpen is fried. When you pull starters after five and a third, well, it's at 75 pitches. You can't do that. You know, and Loaisiga, by the way, he's been a home run machine most of the season since he's come back. He's up a lot of long balls.
He stinks. They don't have a lot of guys you can – and look, I know that this is a problem that most teams have, having reliable arms in their bullpen. I don't know. Who do you trust the most out of the Yankee pen? Because let's be fair.
Right now?
You know, Weaver hasn't been the same. Williams has been a hack all year. I don't know who you would trust out of the Yankee pen. No one. You said it.
Fernando Absolutely Cruz is probably their best reliever, and he's on the IL for whatever, whenever he decides to come back.
Most home runs versus the Yankees since 2020. Rosarena's third with 17 after Devers and Vladimir.
I was going to say Devers had to be number one or two there. Yeah. Who was the other guy?
Guerrero.
Vlad,
number two.
I wouldn't guess the Rosarena. The other two I would have had.
Yeah. And the Royals are now up 3-0. All it took was Joe to go away. Joe was killing this guy for 2 weeks, this Jack Caglione, killing him because he was, Joe bet him. He did it. Joe goes away. He homered, I think it was last night, right? Did he homer last night?
Yep.
He was homering. And then he homered tonight, George. They say it was 466 feet. You don't see many balls, not just in that front green area in straightaway center field at Kauffman. There's like a green wall above that. And I think he hit it above the green wall that's above the green grass. It was a tank shot by Caglione to straightaway center field.
Yeah, Rob, this is that. I'm not a big believer in any of those distance figures at all, by the way, because no one ever hits a ball 500 feet. Never. It just never happens. And so it's like, it can happen. So I think it's complete BS. I've seen some home runs where it's been the exact same spot, yet different measurements. It's like, okay, how does that work out? You know, you see one hit the one to left center field that's, 420. One hits at the left field that's nowhere near as far. Also, it's 440. Then, okay, whatever. Just let's leave me alone. Don't care about those things. Caglione is going to be fine. We talked about this last night. Now, great, he's batting .150. All right, it's pretty awful here, but he's hitting the ball hard. Maybe hitting it some bad luck here, but now maybe he's hitting out of it. All right, back to back days with home runs. Just maybe take him a little while. I say this all the time. Mike Trout got sent down his first time up in the majors. Not everyone becomes the next Tiger Cobb from day one. So he'll be fine. It's going to take some time, and like I said, that his time maybe now. Red Sox score another run, 5-0.
Yeah, I think it was Hamilton with the base hit. Hamilton. Cool, man. So 5-0 Red Sox here. 2-0 Guardians still, top of the third, as they turn it back over to the top of the order. They got the two solo home runs by Martinez and Jose Ramirez in the first. Cubs did get a couple back against the Twins after I bashed them. So 3-2, Twins lead. That's in the bottom of the fourth inning for that. Classic. I'm in a bunch of my Yankee friends. Same thing that you just said in the text group that I'm in. Classic Boone overmanaging, which is what it is. It's classic Boone overmanaging.
I'll say this. I wonder if it's Boone. They pulled him at 75. That sounds like Boone. Cashman.
That's Cashman. That's Cashman.
That sounds like Cashman. 75 is all you're getting from him.
Yeah, that was that came from above, which, as I've always said, 90% of the Yankee moves come from above.
Correct.
I wouldn't be surprised if Boone's got an earpiece in, and Cashman's talking to him during the game. That's how much I believe.
That's why Boone has a job, because he doesn't say boo. He just does whatever Cashman wants. He doesn't cause trouble. That's why he has a job.
And don't forget, George, he's good with the media. He's a talker. He knows how to talk to the media. That's part of, that's why they, Cashman had enough of Girardi, because Girardi
Girardi was not good with the
media. Girardi hated talking to the media. He hated doing it. But,
which is ironic, because what does Girardi do now, by the way?
Right. He's got no problem doing
it. He works for the media.
He's not a manager. He's got no problem being the analyst, but he don't want to answer questions before or after the game. He hates talking to the media in all of those situations. At the top of the hour, we'll go through the late night games, of course, which there are a couple of them. Who got that? Jeez, right off the top of the wall, Royce Lewis. What happened to him, Jordan? Remember last year he was good, Royce Lewis, for the Twins?
They thought he looked like he was going to be the new, literally on top of the wall, but he missed the home run by about a foot. They thought he was going to be the new, and he is Byron Buxton, right? He's exactly Byron Buxton. He's great when he plays, but he doesn't play very often. Another injury this year, and he hasn't put it together yet. I think he'll be fine. Speaking of doubles, Austin Wells for the Yankees leadoff double.
I think it was a half a foot, honestly, George. I just saw the Reva hit off the top of the wall, that ball by Royce Lewis.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Who misplayed that ball, George? Jeez.
I think he lost it in either a shirt or the lights. Because the way he looked at it, you could see, I don't think he saw it. And more great base running by the Yankees. Wells doesn't score from second base, but I don't think I'm going to yell at J-Rod for that. I think he lost either a shirt, which certainly can happen, or the lights there, because it looked like it looked weird to put it nicely there. Yankees second, third, one out here, got to score some runs. Your boy's up.
Which one? I got a few of them. Oh, Dominguez. Dominguez, yes, he's my guy tonight. Dominguez is my guy tonight. Hopefully, he can finish what he started last at bat, where he just missed one. If you could just get a little bit more on it. Is it Paredes? I pulled it down the line. Foul ball. By the way, it's 6-0 Reds, and it might get a little bit worse now because the Marlins have this Belozo the Clown in the game now. One guy's in their bullpen, Belozo the Clown. And he's just
single for the Dominguez.
He's awful, that Belozo the Clown. And he's facing Ellie De La Cruz right now. So, Dominguez, he's been hitting the ball lately, George. I'll tell you the other thing. I said this to Scotty today on Coast to Coast. Is tonight the first time all year he actually used the same lineup in back-to-back nights? I feel like Boone never does it. He's constantly got different lineups in there every single night. He had the same lineup after scoring 10 runs last night. He ran it back. Same guys.
Which is shocking when you think about it, because you think between Goldschmidt, Rice, Rice and Grisham all of a sudden aren't playing, which is a little strange, right? Grisham's got a borderline All-Star case, and I don't think anybody outside of Judge has to bowl harder than Rice on the Yankees, so a little strange there as well.
I actually played Rice early this morning when the numbers came out for the homer, because I thought against this Logan Evans that's the type of righty that he usually hits really well, but he ended up not being in the lineup. Thankfully, I played it on DK, so I got the bet back. If I played it on FanDuel, I'd be sitting around waiting for him to pinch hit and then lose the bet. So thankfully, you got to watch that stuff, George. You got to wait on FanDuel to make sure the guy's in the lineup. Can't do that. At least on DK and MGM, they give you your money back if the guy doesn't start. They just void the bet. Don't do that anywhere else. Let's see if this Roman Anthony can hit me one here, George. He's up right now, leading off the bottom of the seventh. Can this guy go
Someone
big
hit
fly?
It for Washington.
I got nothing going on.
I think it's Rosario. I'm on Rosario with the long home run, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, they get the extra point.
Him and long home run don't really usually go in the same sentence. That's not really an Ahmed Rosario trait. Is hitting a long home run. I'd like for Roman Anthony to hit a long home run right now. I'd even take just a wall scraper around the pesky pole or something right now.
I say or a short one's good.
Short one, long one, I don't care what the guy hits. Hit it in the air and hit it far. This ump's squeezing him. What is that called? Gotta be kidding me here. 4-2 Twins. 4-2 Twins. They were able to get that run around after the Lewis double. So Judge is up with first and third and one out.
Nowhere to put him last time. They're not going to walk him. Of course, it's a 2-2 count anyway, so they're going to pitch to him. Just drive the run in. This game's not over. Yankees only got three. Just get the run home.
Not with their pen. Not with their bullpen. It's far from over.
But it's something Yankees don't do well. They don't get tack on runs. You know, that's always been a sort of an issue. And, oh, Judge takes care of it down the line.
Did he?
Yeah. You know, a two-run double for Judge as Dominguez will score as well.
He's a machine, George. He sure is.
He's a freak. He's an absolute freak. What is it, 6'7", 6'8", 280? And, ugh, absolutely.
Only hit like that in the playoffs. Only hit like that in the playoffs.
Yeah. He's definitely not the same. But then, no one's the same hitter in the playoffs nowadays. Pitching is so damn good. But he still hits home runs.
He does. I think he's top in history
in home runs in playoff games.
Wow. Carver and Lisi, Sports Crew. Ray, we got another hour to go. George is in for Joe. We'll come back, look at tonight's games in baseball next after this.